You're listening to SBS News.
By the time I finish this sentence, three people will have been forced to flee their home. That's according to a new report from the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, which found, among other things, one person on average is driven from their home every 2 seconds. The UNHCR's annual Global Trends report says violence and persecution drove worldwide forced displacement to a new high in 2017 for the fifth year in a row. It says one person in every 110 people on the planet has been displaced. The UNHCR's Deputy Regional Representative in Canberra, Nijit Lam, says over 16 million people were displaced just last year. He says the UNHCR counted 68 million people remained displaced at the end of 2017. That's equivalent to almost the entire population of Thailand.
The numbers have increased. We are concerned with that because all conflicts appear to continue and new conflicts are emerging as well, so causing a great pressure and strain on the entire international protection regime.
Refugees escaping conflict and persecution rose by about 3 million in 2017, the biggest increase the UNHCR has ever seen in a single year. Asylum seekers still awaiting the outcome of their claims to refugee status also rose by about 300,000. Mr. Lam says the number of countries taking in large numbers of displaced people are relatively few, and he says 85% of the world's displaced people are being hosted by developing countries.
Developing countries are bearing huge responsibility and taking care of a majority of refugees. They need support. They need support in terms of political support. They need support in terms of resources.
In all, 63% of all refugees under UNHCR's responsibility taken in during 2017 were in just 10 countries. Turkey was 2017's top host nation in terms of absolute numbers, taking in some 3.5 million refugees, mostly Syrians. Lebanon took in the most refugees relative to its national population. Australia admitted some 15,000 refugees under UNHCR responsibility. The UNHCR also found 68% of refugees the UN was responsible for last year came from just 5 countries: Syria, Afghanistan, South Sudan, Myanmar, and Somalia. Australia for UNHCR spokesman Mark MacDonald says a big reason for last year's increase in displaced peoples is the situation in Myanmar. He says the majority of Rohingya refugees who fled to Bangladesh last year are yet to return home.
As we saw, almost 700,000 Rohingyas fled violence in northern Rakhine State and fled into Bangladesh, and many of them are still there now. They are living in camps, they're facing monsoon conditions, and they will remain there until it's deemed safe for them to return home.
The UNHCR's report also found more than half of the world's displaced are children. Many of these children get separated from their families, often because their parents die. The UNHCR says over 45,000 separated children sought asylum on an individual basis in 2017, though it suspects that number is actually higher due to underreporting. Save the Children Australia's Lisa Button says children are often separated because the risk of moving larger groups can prove treacherous.
It's often quite difficult to get individuals out of conflict and persecution environments, and families may choose to send one member of that family on their own because perhaps they can only afford to get that one person out, or that the risks of getting out a larger group are too great.
The UNHCR says around 5 million people were able to return to their homes in 2017, but many returned to fragile environments. Most of those 5 million had been internally displaced and hadn't crossed international borders. Almost two-thirds of the total 68 million displaced at the end of last year have not left their own countries. Just over a fifth of that group are Palestinians. Najit Lam says it's vital the international community steps in to take pressure off of struggling countries.
It's not going to be resolved immediately, overnight. These are huge challenges. What we want to emphasize here is that asylum is a lifeline. Everybody has a part to play, whether to support the refugees themselves, whether to support the host countries in terms of resources, whether to welcome refugees when they make it to the border. Every country can play its part, can do more.
The UNHCR's Global Trends Report is released each year ahead of World Refugee Day and tracks displacement based on data gathered by the UN, governments and other organisations. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.